other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The motto of the day, the maxim, the slogan is, it's all happening now. The New World Order offensive to tear down every nation state, to bankrupt society by design so they can consolidate power and control and make you dependent on their social welfare net so they can carry out your orderly eugenics euthanization. That's it. And everything is happening now. Every takeover is happening now. The White House has said that their approval rating will be below 40 by the middle of next year at current rates. They know that Republicans have been discredited, Democrats have been discredited, people, even a lot of conservatives, voted for Obama, believing they needed to punish Bush for his torture, secret arrest, the wars, the lies, the warrantless wiretapping. But now, Obama's been in office close to a year. It'll be a year next week. Well, he got elected a year next week. He'll be in office a year in January. And the transfer of power has happened. He's been in office 10 months. More than 10 months. 10 months and 6 days. 8 days there. Now I'm precise. And people know it's all a line of fraud. So they have got to race everything through now. The government hijacking of health care for taxation and eugenics. To make it a medical tyranny even more than it is now. The takeover of farms, of the ranches, under premises ID, animal ID. The takeover of the greenhouse gas tax initiative to selectively shut down all corporations and businesses they don't like and tax the rest. The takeover by the banking structure of over all industry and business. It's all happening. Total banking dictatorship is now being established. And they passed this a few years ago in the name of anti-terror over in England. The exact same legislation's been passed or is in place under the European Union. The European Union is now announcing a European Union-wide income tax. Though Europe now, on average, you pay over 80%, France is 87%, of all of your money in taxes. It will now go up. It is also in the Times of London and other publications that secret documents have been released by the European Union. They are secretly preparing, without any legislative debate, to pass a EU-wide income tax. Oh, man, you got to love it. You got to love it. I mean, they are going to bankrupt everybody. And you're going to have ultra-rich worth hundreds of billions of dollars apiece in giant arm compounds with huge phalanxes of armored vehicles guarding them, being worshipped as gods when they land in their helicopters and private jets. I mean, you want to be a slave, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to be a slave. A slave that is forcibly inoculated with poison, a slave that has poison put in your water, a slave that's forced to eat GMO foods that are designed to sterilize you. It's all been declassified. I mean, this is hell with a bunch of pot-bellied, hump-backed, crone-like, demonic bankers. I mean, just look at them. They are an ugly lot. Just up there laughing and giggling and writing books about how stupid we are. Celebrating how we're broke back and weak. Celebrating how stupid we are. Celebrating how criminal it is. And England announces private corporations are going to arrest you, search your house without warrants, fine you, seize your account, take your house, come in your house, take everything, take the paintings off the walls, debtor prisons, and the same thing is about to be erected in the U.S., and they are just going to, the major college graduate now, and the major job is police and private enforcers, and they're going to be arrogant punks that grew up playing violent video games, and the minute you say no to them, they're going to gun you down the street or take you to a rape room and torture the hell out of you, thinking they're Jack Bauer. You want frontline war with hardcore criminals, you're going to get it. Trips on the streets, total tyranny, CPS grabbing your children for no reasons, year-round school, the children raised in government dormitories, chemtrails poisoning you and your family, brain damage, cancer, death all around you. It's here. Hope you enjoy it.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I'm going to take your phone calls and then continue through the vital stack of news I haven't even scratched the surface on. But I want to challenge everyone to go up to PrisonPlanet.com, where you have a link to this, or just go to the Times Online, Times of London. Councils get Al Capone power to seize assets over minor offenses. And you read the fines in here. If you don't pay a speeding ticket or parking ticket, there are £1,000, close to $2,000 a week fines. And then they just come and seize your house. Private corporations come and seize it. The right to search homes, seize cash, freeze bank accounts, and confiscate property will be given to town hall city officials, private investigators, and private corporations. The measure being pushed through by Alan Johnson, the Home Secretary, comes into force next week and will deploy the most powerful tools available to detectives against fare dodgers, families in arrears with council tax and other minor offenses. Property tax. You don't own your property. You pay a feudal rent. And they take it. We didn't have property taxes for 170 plus years in this country. They got rid of hundreds of years ago in England a property tax, but it's back. The radical extension of the proceeds of the Crime Act through a statutory instrument, which is not debated by Parliament, has been condemned by the chairman of the Police Federation. The police are saying, we can't come take stuff without warrants. We can't come without a warrant. But see, they're even getting rid of that for police. Paul McKeever, by the way, let's get Paul McKeever on, said that he was shocked to learn The decision to hand over intrusive powers to people who were not police was made without consultation or debate. The Proceeds of Crime Act is a very powerful tool in the hands of police and police-related agencies, and it shouldn't be treated lightly, said McKeever. There is a behind-the-scenes creep of powers occurring here, and I think the public will be very surprised. No, they're going to roll over and drink their fluoride water and take their inoculations and go bankrupt and go, and I mean, 20,000 plus families now at birth, when they have a new baby, they just say, oh, by the way, we're going to take your child if you don't put a camera in your house watching when you get up, when you go to sleep, what you feed them. And the first time you yell at your child, they take them. I mean, that's mainstream news. This is hell, ladies and gentlemen. And the same thing is in the banking legislation where they're going to give private banks and any of their assigns, any group they name, the unlimited power to take over your business and your company or your life. I mean, this is happening here. There is a behind-the-scenes creep of powers occurring here, and I think the public will be very surprised. They would want such very intrusive powers to be kept in the hands of warranted officers and other law enforcement bodies, which were vetted to a high standard rather than to given to local councils and their designates. Now, take Texas. They passed a law in the legislature that the police can take your blood without a warrant. Now, a year ago, it was just, oh, we have a fake rubber stamp warrant, group warrants. And I said, they're just going to get rid of warrants altogether. They now have under federal grants. The state did this to get federal money. Oh, how wonderful. It's always for your safety. And see, the police here, this is a controlled paradigm. They're not against the Magna Carta being violated or due process being violated or laws they have there that are enshrined that you've got to have a warrant to go in somebody's house or to seize property. But see, the police, what was it, 4 years ago, were given this power in the name of anti-terror, and they're saying, oh, only we should have this. What are you doing giving this to private corporations? This is dangerous. That's how tyranny works. Once you say, hey, there's no Bill of Rights, there's no checks and balances, there's no Magna Carta, it's over. Why not just steal everything? That's why they built up this police state grid. And the article goes on. And then they go on to report what's all over the British news, that anti-terror powers, warrantless wiretaps using the cameras, are being used to spy on people to make sure they're not putting the right wrong type of garbage in their trash bins. And everyone's being trained to tattle and spy. I mean, go read the rest of the article. And they're not going to stop. Look, they hire all the trash, all the scum, all the lazy people who can't go out and get a job or start a business, and they're going to rule over you. I have two contractors, Paul Watson and Steve Watson, aren't employees, they're contractors. And Paul's worked for me since 2001. So is Steve. And when you're walking down the street, nice area, poor area, doesn't matter, high noon, midnight, they have these auxiliary police that just walk up, ask you questions, tell you to line up, tell you to empty your pockets. They ask you if you're a terrorist. It happened to me while I was in England. They're just training you that you live in Soviet Russia. This is what it was like in 1940 Russia. I mean, this is worse. I've studied East Germany. This is worse than the average stuff going on in East Germany. Ladies and gentlemen, this is bona fide 110% grade A certified tyranny, full blown. And they're just getting started. And here's another headline with links to Harvard economist Jeffrey Miron testifying before Congress. Government is trying to make bailouts for the banks permanent, meaning unlimited money. Well, that's what they already got last year. But that's not even the issue. It's the total banking takeover of our society by the private Federal Reserve. I just wanted to point out what's happening in England and Europe and Australia and Canada is happening here. It's all exactly the same. All right, we're going to go to your calls. Later, shots fired into home of Lou Dobbs. I saw this headline on PrisonPlanet.com this morning. And then I went to Drudge and noticed he had the headline, Lou Dobbs claims that his home was fired on. Well, I went and looked and found articles from 2 days ago in New Jersey where he lives, where the state police are on record in the newspaper saying a bullet was fired into his house 15 feet from his Hispanic wife, and they're getting death threats from the Mexican mafia that they're going to kill him if he doesn't shut up about open borders and amnesty. But by the time it hits the national media, it's Lou Dobbs' claims. Like he would just lie about this and ruin his career. As if he doesn't have an incredible track record as a journalist who can be trusted. Not saying he's perfect in his reporting, or I agree with it all, but the point is that in Mexico, they burn out and kill news reporters that cross the establishment. And the second biggest black market in Mexico is human smuggling, after narcotics, cocaine, heroin, and other drugs, and weapons. I have gotten death threats from the Mexican mafia. I was death threatened and told I better not go out and protest the 16 parade calling for amnesty. I went ahead and went down there, and my listeners did. And Hispanics are salt of the earth, great Americans in this country, and they know in Gallup polls over 80% of Hispanics know that the illegal aliens are driving down wages, bankrupting the country, and 70-plus percent of the illegals are Mexican. And they know that the worst elements of Mexico are coming here, fleeing charges, generally. And they, in Brownsville and several other towns, and Laredo, have shut things down, shot up sheriff's departments, police departments, killed FBI agents, members of the military, federal marshals have been gunned down. They've hand-grenaded and rocket-attacked newspapers on both sides of the Texas border. And our media doesn't come to the aid of a journalist who's been attacked. They said, we're going to kill you, and then they tried to shoot his wife. And it's in the New Jersey news that his house was fired on, and by the time it hits the national news, where's the ADL? Where's the Southern Poverty Law Center? Where are all these groups saying this is wrong? They're the real hate mongers. And they want to get everybody fighting with each other in the U.S., and they want to get a majority in the western states of illegal aliens, so they'll vote for the gun control and open borders and socialism, because they're promised they'll get a little cut of the money from big government. So, if you're black, if you're white, if you're Hispanic, if you're Asian, it doesn't matter what color you are, open borders will turn us into Mexico City. It will destroy our future. It will hurt your wages. It will hurt your family. It's bad. But the media says, oh, Hispanics want open borders. No one will, you know, fix the border because Hispanics don't want it. When I got Gallup polls of 81% of Hispanics wanting the border shut and 91% when they average all the different groups together. But see, they make it a racial issue. The media always pimps race. They always inject race. They want us at each other's throats. 10 western states are already majority Hispanic. 60% of Texas school children are Hispanic. Hispanics within 30 years will be 75% at current trends of Texas and California. And you're going to lose your wages, and you're going to lose your standard of living, Hispanics. And you're going to live just like people do in Mexico. But if we made people stay in Mexico, they would have a real revolution there and kick out the corrupt government they have and get control. But no, you want to live like people live in Mexico City. You want to live like they live in those towns. And I've been all over Mexico. You want to live where the police kill you if you speak up, where they bomb your newspaper. You're not even allowed to start a newspaper in a town or city unless you're certified down there. They'll kill you better than a hammer. And now they're killing cops all over the country, and they keep it real quiet in the news. If a black guy kills a cop, or a white guy kills a cop, or a Hispanic American kills a cop, there's whining and weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. But every time the illegal aliens kill cops, it's barely in the news. Because they're not supposed to talk about it. Because it's the agenda to let 600 plus million Latin Americans, 30 million Mexicans living in the U.S., 110 million in Mexico, all live here. It's over. The banks want us bankrupted. They want to max out the credit cards of the government, so everybody's bankrupt to the government and to the banks that just created the money out of nothing. All right, I'm going to your calls. Let's move Steve back to 45 after, and I'll keep him 15 into the next hour, because I want to go ahead and take a bunch of calls, and we'll get Steve Watson on the flu and a lot more, and I'll play this Lou Dobbs clip as well.
Worried that inflation will destroy your savings? Grab a pencil. I'll tell you how to turn $10,000 into potentially $431,000 in 12 to 18 months, thanks to Obama. And this isn't about gold bullion or coins. It's about gold stocks. They have soared over 800% since the year 2000. This is with gold being less than $1,000, a figure that should go to between $1,500 and $2,500 according to Merrill Lynch and UBS. Even better, wait till you hear what Scott Smith, the former chief investment analyst at Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter, says in his free Investing in Gold kit. It highlights seven must-own stocks, including a stock with six-figure potential whose price has doubled since June. To get his free kit, call 888-722-6600. That's 888-722-6600. Or go to the website, inflationsurvivalkit.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 29, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 1034.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1062.94, 531.47 for the half ounce, or 265.74 for a quarter ounce. That's 1062.94, 531.47, or 265.74.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in about 8 minutes. Simulcasting the radio show. Barney in Maryland, your first call of the day. Welcome.
Well, two things, Alex. First, the coming depression will be much worse than the 1929 crash. In the 1929 crash, the dollar increased in purchasing power. The crash today, the dollar will be worthless. And second, Maurice Strong advocated that they use the collapse of the dollar and the economy as to create a crisis as a means of ushering in the new world order.
That's right. He gave an official United Nations speech. He's given scores of them. 1992, Rio de Janeiro, saying, collapse our industry, collapse our dollar, destroy the West for the Earth, one-child policies, eugenics. And you're talking about hyper-stagflation. Instead of having the dollar gaining value, you just don't have any jobs. We're not going to have jobs, and we're going to have inflation. Barney, you're a World War II vet. You've been calling my show for 12 years. I haven't heard from you, Barney, in probably 4 or 5 years. It is great to have you on with us, Barney.
Yep. Well, my idea is, in the coming crisis, we use it to eliminate the one worlders instead of waiting for them to get the drop on us.
Well, how do we do that? I mean, how do we...
Well, you know who they are, and when they create the crisis, and they plan on taking us down when we use that crisis to go after them.
Politically, you mean, or we need to identify them as the criminals and have grand juries indict them. You're not calling for going after them physically, are you?
Oh, only to the extent that they're willing to go after us. If they're willing to come after me and harm me, then they're in for trouble.
Barney, I haven't heard from you in years. It is really good to hear your voice. Haven't you been listening ever since I got syndicated 12 years ago?
Oh, yeah, I've been listening, and the only thing is that a lot of times your lines are filled and I just can't get on.
Well, it's a real pleasure to hear from you, and sometime we should have you call back in and tell some of those. You were in the Pacific, weren't you? A few times you told stories about that.
And I can tell you about experiences we had out there that were very similar to this World Trade deal and 9-1-1. I think you're all put up.
Well, Barney, I know years ago when I would talk to you, you were real politically active, waking people up in your area. Are you still doing that?
You're still out there trying to wake them up because I figure... the more I can wake up, the less I have to fight.
Good old Barney from Maryland. Barney, we've been talking about this world government forever, and now they're openly announcing it. Pretty amazing. What are your old friends and neighbors and some people that laughed at you? What are they saying now to Barney?
Well, I got on this track in 1960, and they did make fun of me and kind of poo-poo what I had to say. But now they're starting to look up, I'll tell you that. Yep.
Well, we wouldn't have this giant base of awakened people if it wasn't for you, people like you, Barney. And I want to salute you and thank you for your 49-year fight against the New World Order. And it's just really good to hear your voice, Barney.
Same. Nice, good talk to you.
Nice talk to you. Barney is so informed. You can't miss his voice. And when I first got syndicated, we were only on like for the first year or so, maybe 10 stations. And we still had loaded phones, but Barney would call in every week because he could get in. And then over the years, it's probably been 5-6 years since I've heard Barney's voice. And it's just so good to hear your voice. It's exciting because plus we don't have many of these great World War II vets left anymore. By the way, guys, I forgot to print the article that Paul Watson wrote about Ron Paul to run for president. The LA Times and others are asking the question, will he run? I want to cover that. And I want people to go to prisonplanet.com and get that article because I've got some key comments on this at the bottom of the next hour. 1 hour from now, I'm going to do a live announcement here on the radio and at prisonplanet.tv that I want to then post and have go mega viral, because we're drafting Ron Paul. He is going to run for president. I can tell you right now, if he's alive and he's healthy right now, 74 years old, in 2 years, he will run for president. And I think he should announce sooner rather than later. So we're going to blitz through some calls. Carl, Shelley, James, Sean, and others. Then Steve Watson's going to be joining us on the flu situation. Then Ron Paul for president, 2012. And then Deborah Medina in studio, Republican candidate for governor of Texas against Rick Perry and Kay Bailey. I love the Bilderberg Group. Hutchinson. Infowars.com is the website. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
That's Jimmy Vaughn, no shackles on me.
I sit down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs. Got the blues about my freedom.
We're going to your phone call. Steve Watts is joining us with a European perspective from England on the revolt against the swine flu inoculations and the deaths that the press is reporting on. We're going to go to your calls here in just a moment. At the bottom of the next hour, I'm going to get into this article written by Paul Watson, Speculation Mounts Over Ron Paul 2012 Presidential Bid. I'm going to give you the inside scoop on what's really going on here, and my complete confidence that Ron Paul will be running for president in 2012. And Ron Paul has said right here on this show that the listeners of this radio broadcast and myself challenging him to run, laying out the reasons he should run, was instrumental in his decision to run for president in 2008. And now the foundation is built to really project him into the White House. But even if he didn't win, he'll be there to inject real issues about the true shadow government, the private Federal Reserve, the New World Order, the global government. And now there's no more denying all this. People know that Ron Paul predicted it all with stunning clarity. Within the next 3 years, things are only going to get more insanely crazy. I'm going to challenge Ron Paul to go ahead and run and to go ahead and launch his campaign in the next 6 months, to not wait until after he wins the 2010 congressional race. He needs to start campaigning now. We'll talk about that in 1 hour. Also, be part of history. This is your chance to use a tool that is crafted and slick and well done and filled with truth. Somebody can be brainwashed, lied to all day and all night by the mainstream media. They can confound, they can confuse, they can twist. This is crystal clear about who the elite are, what they're doing, how the bankers took over, and their next phase of their plan and how to stop them. It is Fall of the Republic. This documentary needs to be seen by everyone. If you've gotten the DVD in the mail, as many of you have done, we've now mailed out all the films up to past the release date. And we're shipping them out very, very quickly. People are getting them very, very fast. Order the DVD at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn it to disc or CD. Give it to folks to play on their computers or DVD players. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get a year membership, get 3 months free. Get to see the live TV show/radio show. The radio show is obviously free to everybody, and we appreciate the fact that people are tuning in and spreading the word, but we have to pay for the bandwidth of PrisonPlanet.tv to produce this TV show, to pay the crew, to make the films. I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members for making this radio show possible, so definitely become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. I want to thank the PrisonPlanet.tv members out there that are members for making this all possible and encourage you to get the DVD. Follow the Republic. We've got discounts where you can get, for half price, the Obama deception with it, or Camp FEMA, documenting the FEMA camps, all available at InfoWars.com in the secure online video bookstore shopping cart, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Every person you wake up is vital. Take action. Our listeners are the best because you're informed, you're active, you're diverse, you reach all communities, you're across the country, you're geographically diverse, you're racially diverse, you're religiously diverse, and we have ambassadors for truth and freedom everywhere. Let's go to some phone calls quickly and then to Steve Watson. Carl in Texas, you're on the air.
Ah, great. Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm a big supporter and fellow aluminum cap wearer, i.e. crazy person, and major copier of your DVDs, and working to just get the message out to those that want to hear it, even those that don't want to hear it. So I just wanted to share, even though my heart's broken to see what's come as of late, it's not broken enough to still go out there and get that message out and just make
Now more than ever, people are actually ready to hear now and listen. But a lot of people will laugh at first, but you plant the seed, it will sprout later.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it just makes me more determined. So I just want to applaud you for what you're doing. But I do have three questions. Hopefully you can answer them. With all these new laws that are passing, will this governing takeover of the web, how will this affect e-commerce sites like tactical products, like we're selling security camera packages, tactical flashlights, survival knives, websites like that, how will that be affected?
Well, the globalists do everything incrementally. So they're going to start watering down net neutrality. Many platforms like iPhones already don't let a lot of websites be accessed. They're going to start flagging through your browser, through your internet service provider, that, oh, this is bad information you're looking at. They're going to tax the internet. They're going to regulate the internet. They're going to create a new domain name system under Internet 2 that's controlled by the UN and a consortium of private corporations and universities that we will not then be allowed on unless a few platforms allow it to be the university or government or corporate site slash your site, like Facebook or MySpace or YouTube, and then they can arbitrarily shut down your site, restrict it, delete it. That's the model of the web that we're going to, and then they're going to start shutting down the old web by not upkeeping its server systems, its gateway systems, its hubs, and then only upgrading the systems for the new internet that is really a restricted internet and kind of a glorified cable system with a few thousand approved channels.
Okay. All right. Well, that answers the question. The second question I have, how and when will the Amero take the replacement of our dollar? Because according to Lindsey Williams' information that we heard these the last week and a half, saying that the dollar will be coming dead by 2012, will it be at that time for the Amero to become a replacement of our current American dollar for this new backed-by-nothing currency?
Okay. We always talk about the Amero because that's been on MSNBC and CNBC and CNN and Fox, and it's been in Council on Foreign Relations documents in the last 15 years or so, talking about a North American currency or dollarizing the Mexican peso and the Canadian loonie. But instead, it appears, and the UN's debated a global Phoenix currency. They're bypassing all of that and going directly to a European Union currency, an Asian Union currency, an African Union currency, a Mediterranean currency, a North American currency, a Central and South American and Caribbean currencies, where you will have a regionalized currency. Here's a better way to explain it. Since 1993, under federal law, we've already had the Real ID Act. You still have a Texas or Alabama or New York driver's license, but it's federally standardized. So it's really a federal ID. It just has the local name on it, Texas. Okay. Now that's been admitted the last 5 years. They've rolled that out and told the public. Now they have a hemispheric North American ID you can get directly from the feds, and the feds say soon that will just be accepted by state police as well. You won't even have to get a state driver's license anymore. You'll just have to go pay for the federal one, and then they'll still put the tax on it through the computer to pay the state. So they're phasing it out. And it's the same thing. They have SDRs they've been using for 45 years, but they're going completely to bank to bank, where these private banks just create the global currency that's bank to bank. It's then transferred into the denomination of the region and then issued and transferred into digital credits or into dollars or into euros or into the Asian bloc currencies. And so we're going directly to a cashless society where you'll still have regional cash, but when you buy it for national sales tax, global carbon tax credits, you'll be allowed to buy so much beef, so much ice cream, then it'll go on your insurance that you're unhealthy, your carbon footprint, everything you buy, sell, eat, do. You'll have a certain amount you can buy before taxes kick in. This has all been announced. Department of Commerce, Department of Labor, Department of department that deals with growth of food. All of those different departments are setting this up, and everything you buy, sell, and do is going to be tracked. The NSA is building giant new bases publicly. It was in the news yesterday that they will keep all your purchases, everything you do, in these databases for the new global tax. And so the new world currency will be a thumbprint, handprint, with a face scan ID. And that'll be at all the cash registers, all the businesses. It's already going in. And so the new world currency is going to be digital. If you want to print out your regional coupons that'll be cash, you can do that, but they're going to be tracked by a control number, and then with your thumbprint and face scan, it'll be ID'd the entire chain of that money, and all black market operations, everyone in their home will own a little $35 thumb printer, and they will, by law, it's going to be a felony. Even when the neighbor kid mows your yard and you give him 30 creds, 30 units, and there'll be lots of different units. You'll still have the dollar. It'll just be devalued, so you'll want the other global currencies. Then when you buy that cred, you'll have to thumbprint him, or you will spend hard labor in a federal penitentiary. Does that answer your question, Carl? He's gone. He had one more question. Okay, Shelley, James, Sean, Sam, I'm going to get to you, but I need to go ahead and go to Steve Watson right now. I have digital journal here, possible deaths from H1N1 vaccine reported in Sweden. Then I have the actual translation of it here in my stack. People are dying. They're becoming paralyzed in the U.S., in Europe. People are refusing in many of those nations, even when France says it's mandatory. The news is reporting most French are refusing it. Here's another one. Boy rushed to hospital after swine flu jab. Belfast, that's out of Ireland. Belfast Telegraph, they're reporting that the doctors are saying it's the shot. They're announcing here in the U.S., the FDA is admitting it is paralyzing some people. That's been in the news. I wanted to get Steve Watson of PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.net. He does a lot of original reporting at Infowars.net. I check it every day. Steve Watson to break down the latest developments on the flu front. Steve, good to have you with us.
Hi, Alex. Good to be back again. Yeah, I think, you know, we should put it in context straight away. In Europe, there's been 230 deaths from swine flu. That's according to the European Centre for Disease Control. Half of those have been in the UK. So if you compare that to, you know, up to half a million deaths worldwide from seasonal flu, kind of puts it into context. But yeah.
And 32,000 on the entire continent of Europe every year of regular flu, 36,000 in the United States. This is an absolute non-event.
It is so far, yeah. I mean, as you say, there's been a pretty big backlash to the vaccine all over Europe. If we begin in France, yesterday, Le Monde, the biggest newspaper in that country, reported the latest poll there, only 17% of people there are now saying that they intend to get it. It's being rolled out. Obviously, the first people to get it are the health workers and the frontline people, such as police and government health.
Well, let me stop you real quick, because people call me and say, you say 70%+ in Europe aren't taking it, but then you just mentioned that it's even less than that. I just go off a few of the articles I've seen. Do you have the source in front of you of less than 20% saying they're going to take it?
Yeah, it was Le Monde, the French newspaper. It's the biggest newspaper in France.
Yeah, Le Monde is the biggest. So that's a headline right there. Did you say 17%?
17%, according to a poll that they reported on in France.
Okay, I want you to continue on this line, because I know where you're going. They're creating the Christmas toy phenomenon. Like, oh, there's only so much of this toy, so everyone rushes out and wants to get it. They're doing that here. They're going, people are angry that prisoners are going to get it first because they might spread it the fastest in their confined quarters, and police are getting it first. And then they have these whining women, mainly on local radio, TV, saying, I want it now for me. And they show idiots lined up at the health department on the news this morning begging for it. In fact, I sent you guys that clip from CNN. CNN National did a story on Austin with Margo Frazier, the former horrid sheriff, up there talking about how wonderful it is. And then I heard the local talk show host yesterday morning say, how dare the prisoners be the first to get these? They need to be allowed to get the flu to punish them. So now torture is good. But again, the idea that everyone's fighting to get it when that's not actually the case. Sorry, Steve, go ahead.
No, it's not at all. Because if you compare this, people are not buying it anymore, and it's becoming more and more widespread. If the 17%, if you compare that to 6 weeks ago in France alone, still in France, it was 55% that said they were going to get the shot. Now it's only 17%.
So we've done a super job. We have no doubt saved, because these are soft kill weapons. They take sometimes decades to kill you, and that's in their own documents. We have potentially, the listeners of this show, make no mistake, we're the biggest thing out there fighting this. Probably millions of lives, Steve. That's got to feel good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just us either. There's throughout Europe, there's
doctors.
France, there's these nine people that have filed a lawsuit against the government, you know, saying that it's a campaign to poison the population. That may go to court. You've got these people, these health workers involved in it, talk show hosts in France involved in it, and it's all over Europe as well. I mean, if you go to Germany, the numbers there are even lower. It's like 13% say they're going to get it now, compared to over 50% a few months ago. You've got 60 in this poll that was reported on in the German media, the latest one. It was reported by AP, but the German office of AP. 66% of Germans saying they categorically won't get the shot, and 85% saying that they think the whole thing is completely exaggerated. And obviously that has arisen particularly in Germany because because of the uproar that's been created by the fact that the Chancellor there and all the ministers, as well as the army, are receiving a different vaccine to the rest of the population. As reported in Spiegel and also Die Welt, two of the biggest publications in Germany. Basically, the whole population there, the people, are getting the GlaxoSmithKline vaccine, which has got the additives in it and the squalene, the adjuvant. Whereas the government and the army are getting a different vaccine that hasn't got any of that in it. So that's prompted people in Germany to just say, hold on a minute, what's going on? Why have we got this two-tier medical system where the elite are getting a completely different vaccine which doesn't contain any of the additives?
Well, Steve Watson, can't people put two and two together when government officials and the army won't take the shot that the public's being given and they have a special shot for themselves, the supposed green vaccine, especially when there's all these government textbooks about how they want to sterilize us with the vaccines, and then the vaccine insert of all five major variants states that it can sterilize you. I mean...
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people had trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thing the social engineers have over us is that what they do is so outrageous. Private banks change the rules where they can create unlimited derivatives. They make money on the way up, on the way down. They steal 50-plus trillion and growing worldwide, right at 24 trillion in the U.S. and counting. And then they pose as the saviors and say, let us take over all businesses and corporations. We'll fix everything with a private financial dictatorship when they are the ones that did this. It's the same thing with the flu. They openly get caught putting cancer viruses in the polio shots. The federal government admits in the U.S. alone, hundreds of millions got cancer from it in the last 60 years. This is public. Your mother, your father, writhing, dying, good chance they were killed by the cancer viruses. This isn't funny. This is life and death, folks. These people will kill you deader than a hammer. They want you dead. You got it? But it's so outrageous that the inserts of the vaccines, got them here in my stack, I'm going to pull them out, state that it has mercury, states it can brain damage you, states it can sterilize you, states it can give you autoimmune disorders. Now, the FDA is admitting all of this, but quietly in their own publications. The news says it's all a big conspiracy theory, but the good news is, Steve Watson, in Europe, in New York, where they ordered all the medical workers to take it, they said, hell no, and then they had to suspend it. So the good news is they're trying to force this medical dictatorship on us, but the word is now out, Steve.
Yeah, if we go back to Europe, health workers in Germany have said in the mainstream media that there's an open rebellion amongst general medical professionals and physicians. They're charging that the health authorities are colluding with the pharmaceutical companies to push these unsafe versions of the vaccine on the general public.
Well, they're not charging it. There's been thousands of articles in the last decade done on the regulators in the federal governments of the West are all revolving door with the vaccine companies and all hold stock in it. And consultants on the U.S. board that made the decision to do it, it turns out all of them are currently on the payroll of the vaccine makers.
Yeah, I mean, it's widespread all over Europe. You've got 30% of health workers in Denmark said that they're not going to get it. All the first-line eligible health workers don't want it. You got two-thirds of nursing staff in Holland saying they don't want it. All these figures are broken down in two separate articles that I've done in the past few days, which are on the website entitled Mass Rejection of the Vaccine in Europe, two different articles. If you go to Ireland, you've got a situation there where the nurses are having to administer it because the doctors are just refusing to do it. There's a report today in the Irish Times which quotes a medical doctor, a leading medical doctor in Ireland, who says that the entire program in Ireland is just falling to bits. It's complete shambles because they haven't got enough trained medical staff that are willing to go ahead with the program.
And it's admitted that 200 million dosages were purchased, were manufactured, they are ready, but because nobody will take it but a handful of morons, already so brain damaged from previous shots they can't even talk, literally, in some cases, they're now acting, oh, we don't have enough, so they can save face that no one's taking it.
Yeah, I mean, we can also talk about the situation in Sweden after the break.
Let's talk about the deaths. And here's the insert from the government on the vaccine, the sterilization, the brain damage, the cancer. Read it for yourself.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.